The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Soulful flow, we dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh. Funky music genres filling every niche. It's more than the sound, it's life is gold. Right here on Antilla, the story unfolds.
Antilla's on, take the seat, let's explore.
Backyard, sold out, residential. Bro, get some money, it's essential. What's beef? Grow up, eat your lentils.
I had to put me down the wood. Said that getting money, really, chicken little. You wanna run it up, then go and get it. It's simple, chain be doing numbers, hitting different colors, shitty skittles.
Hey, every real I know take care of their kids. Every real I know handle they biz. Every real I know put on the homies. All the real know me, oh, you don't know me?
Yeah, every real no, ain't nothing phony. The SRB be the family. All is up and rolling. They like Debo. Why you do that time in jail? The feds was on me. What he talking about? He really about that action? Tell me.
I got that from the boy. Who hating in the comments? The broken unemployed. I rap, I sing, better hooks than Floyd. I gross 3 M's off a f***ing Android.
Keeping independent, shit, I got it from LaRussell. When I'm feeling weak, still gon' get it off the muscle. Whole 60 bands on me. I just had an initial hustle. When that shit was adding up, I put the pieces to the puzzle.
Straight about the itty bitty city by the water, turned down a couple major deals and went harder. Kids scream my name when I'm picking up my daughter. The boy made it from the back streets and harder. We going back to back.
Hey yo, this is Prenda Bell and you're listening to the Ann Taylor Show.
Hey yo yo, what's up? This is the Ann Taylor Show. Welcome back. I'm in the house sitting here with Madison J, a rapper from Raleigh, North Carolina, an amazing talent, just coming raw as it gets. You can hear it in the background, but I'm gonna turn it down so we can meet the man, the myth, and the legend himself. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Madison J to the show.
Tell me.
What it is. Welcome to the Ann Taylor Show, Madison J.
Hey.
What's up? Big ups to my man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Checking in out of Raleigh, North Carolina. It is the amazing, world-famous Madison J. How you doing, my man?
Hey, man. I'm here. I'm active. Wake County Spinus is here. Let's get it. Let's go.
That's it. Let me give a little round of applause. I got this little button, man. You know what I'm saying? This button, go ahead and just make it all sound nice and clappy and everything, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all, I know they out there clapping for you, man. The whole real world is rooting for you, Madison J. And it's a pleasure to have you on the Ann Taylor Show and to speak with you. I know we had a little bumpy road trying to get this on and get together. Busy schedules, conflicting and all that stuff, but you made it easy for me. I appreciate it. Let's get down to business. Madison J, a Raleigh native, has been a consistent leader in marketing, brand awareness, and creative musical output. In 2019, he was featured in the Source magazine and Respect magazine. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, big ups to you, man. You know what I'm saying? That right there, man. Most of us don't get them kind of looks, man. And that's special right there, man. Can you
tell us
a little something about how it all started for Madison J?
You know, just for me as an artist, pretty much the same origin story as, like, you know, most people starting young. You know, I was in my teenage years. Was cooking up with my, early group members, because I started off in a group, you know, just kind of ciphering in the lunch table, then recording on, early levels of Fruity Loops and other little programs, and things just developed from there. And therefore, Madison J as an artist started to kind of pick up waves pick up steam. And from there, Madison J, the brand, was born.
Well, there it is. So let's talk about that part. You said the brand, which lends to that there is more than just the delivery of hot rhymes and hearing hot beats. What, how does the brand, shape Madison J? What does the brand consist of?
So when we're talking about branding, branding is literally anything and everything that you do and just kind of, notifying it as a signature of whether it be a person, a product, et cetera, branding. So literally what we call as what they're known as or what they're known by, you know, that's associated with branding. And those things can lead to, you know, positive results, or they can lead to negative results. That's why branding is so key. So when we talk about Madison J, the branding, it's a certain level, a certain taste level when it comes to my branding in terms of just how I execute, how I deliver things, even down to just my actual rapping ability. You know, the branding on that is that, hey, this is a, you know, articulate, you know, enunciating MC, but he's also at the same time saying some slick, you know, he's saying some slick stuff in a dope and creative way that's hot on top of the beat. So again, branding, you know, mind you, I have County. That's my brand, that, you know, clothing, in terms of me with management, modeling, anything that Madison J is associated with, County is definitely following suit as being the brand. So therefore, just to expunge, we're talking again about branding. You know, branding is so critical in the fields that we're both in.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because people, you know, sometimes everything gets to be a blur to some people. They don't separate branding, marketing, promotion. They kind of think it's all a one blur, but there's very specific things that make that. I mean, branding is an encapsulation. It encompasses everything. Like you were saying, like whether I did read that you do some modeling. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So your brand, that's a part of your brand. So basically when we say Madison J, there's many factions, but they all kind of come to you, kind of like keep it all in one bubble where, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Where, yeah, I can kind of see that and tell, man. So you got started in the group, and that's what happens with a lot of rappers. Musicians, soloists, that's, I imagine how they get solo. They start with a group and things kind of dwindle down to where it's just you. Your concentration levels are much more improved when you can focus on one person. It is the power of a group is great because there's so many different energies that can all build at one time if everybody's on board. So what happened with you with the whole group thing? How did you become a soloist?
Well, I just essentially like kind of that last statement that you said, you know, just having everyone on board. When everyone's not on board, you know, that kind of can lead to a little bit of disarray just for other members who want to continue to be active. So for myself, I wanted to continue to be active within you know, within rap. So it was just only natural for me to kind of segue into, all right, now it's just strictly, I'm strictly focusing on Madison J.
Mm-hmm. And so for some of your earlier contacts or band members, would you reach back and loan a verse out if they needed it? Or would you still offer?
Absolutely.
Support?
These are men at this point that are still my brothers to this day. You know, if that was something that they would be interested in doing or something like that, of course, you know, I'm definitely kicking out a verse or, you know, contributing something in some capacity, even just to, as of recently, you know, a few, you know, maybe about two years ago, you know, having some freestyles, you know, kicking up a revive of, H-Gang, HGS, Headhunters, you know, that was, you know, more or less my set. That was the crew. And that is something, mind you, I have, you know, a tattoo. It's something that's embedded in me that will always be with me. But at that, the point when I realized, like, okay, hey, I got to make sure that, you know, even though the bros are doing what they need to do in life, which I never would not that, just in terms of the mission and the journey of what we were trying to do with the music, I wanted to continue and pursue that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So how has growing up, you grew up in Raleigh, correct?
Or absolutely.
Yeah, how has that shaped your music overall?
I mean, at the end of the day, you'll become a product of your environment. And I'm just really a product or a beam of light of Raleigh, because it's so many different stories. It's so many, like, literally, you know, that, and that's just something in any area, any walk of life. It's just going to be different aspects of the story. So essentially, just for me, how Raleigh has shaped me, well, you just, you know, when you listen to my music, you hear it. But also at the same time, just not being constricted to Raleigh, because, of course, you know, I definitely travel, you know, I get out, you know, I like to, you know, check the other markets, check the temperatures and whatnot, and just also get those experiences. So therefore, you know, you're able to come back just like, you know, the cousin who goes away in the summer down south or out west or up north. And then they come back and have those stories for their friends when they come back and, you know, build with the homies. They're like, yo, this is what was going on. Whoop-de-woop. It's the same principles. You know, I'm able to get these stories from other areas as well and be inspired by different energies outside of my local, you know, my primary circle. And then I'm able to kick that out to the fans. So for me personally, Raleigh has shaped me to be essentially what I am today.
Right, right. I had seen that you had performed with the likes of Raekwon, Ghostface Killer, Pastor Troy, Shy the Prince. You at South by Southwest, cultural festivals, all these kind of things, man, you've been doing.
Uh-huh.
You've been busy, busy, and busy. What is your favorite part of the creative process, or is it the performing? What's the, you know, just being an artist, what's your favorite part about it?
The creative process for me is just, it gives me chills just to even take something that's literally a thought, you know, a thought in your brain or a thought in my brain, put it out to go and record it, you know, edit it, all that good stuff. And then to put it out and for it to be received, like I said, it literally starts from a thought. You know, I freestyle, but most importantly, and most of the time, I write. Like, I'm a natural writer. You know, just writing, I like to write. So, just that process of just having those thoughts become something that's, you know, in real time that other people can see or experience, and then for it to touch them, that shit to me right there, like, it gives me goosebumps just now just thinking about it, because that's almost like, that's, you know, that's a special gift. And of course, is all praises due to God. You know, he's the one really facilitating and orchestrating all of these things. But essentially though, it's right there is the special part to me, man, because, yeah, you're witnessing something special every day in real time with this music thing.
Absolutely, man. You know, you sent me a track, and I wanted to talk a little bit about it because, man, it was only like a minute, but it was like the best minute of my day yesterday. Yesterday was a long day, stressful day, and I want to play this track real quick. You mind? Let's let the audience take a listen to it.
Yeah, man.
And we'll come back.
Absolutely.
It's the Ante the Show. We're sitting here with Madison J. We're about to get into one of these tracks, and we're going to be right back after this.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Mary.
Billy Bill, I got it's you. It's county.
Oh, perfect time of the year, so full of cheer to new year. You feel the feeling is near, you feel the feeling is dear. So bundle up with the fam, chop it up with the times. Hey, if it snow, let it snow. We bring heat every line. Billy Bill got the gifts, down to keep him a sack. In the season of giving, we giving back to the cat. No matter what you're celebrating, do it honestly, man. I say all that, I wish you happy holidays, fam. County.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, hey, man, how did you make a Christmas song so hard, bruh? That was, and where's Billy Bill? Hey, that's the track right there, man. Hang on, round of applause, man. Oh, that's not wrong button. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, here we go. Hey.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that,
sir.
That was nice. That was nice, man. So.
Yes, sir.
It was nice and quick and sweet. And people don't realize, a lot of people don't realize, you might have caught on. Them short songs, man, people just keep replaying them, and they just zoop. You know what I mean? It's like on a CD player. You just hit that back button and play it again. You know what I mean? That was dope, man. Big ups on that one, man. Big ups on that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was pretty slick, man. So I know the season is inspirational, but what inspired you to come at it that way, but make a Christmas song and with so much style and technique, you know what I mean? It wasn't like, I don't know, I can't describe it. It goes for everybody, but it still was like,
right.
It still got like some dopeness to it, you know what I mean?
Right. Honestly, it's a few things. I just keep it real, you know, keep it real with the people. It's one of those things, like, I think of it like Mariah Carey, you know, how she has All I Want for Christmas. Mind you, there's a plethora of other Christmas and, you know, classics and modern day Christmas releases as well. You know, just the theme, you know, I've released projects around holidays. It's just one of those things of it's ingrained in, you know, our, you know, daily culture, just holidays and whatnot. So in particular, when it comes to, like, you know, with Christmas, I just say, you know what? Hey, I see what Mariah Carey's doing. Let me throw my, you know, hat in there. Mind you, especially on the hip hop end, I know some hip hop classics, and I'm like, yo, I want to put my hat in the race too. You know, I want to throw a joint out there, and Billy Bill, he happened to, send me the joint. Just literally had the idea. He really was instrumental in just putting the whole play together. Mind you, he produced the beat. Sampled the classic Unforgettable by the legendary and the late great Nat King Cole. Mm-hmm. So you put all those variables together, and to me, I think you've got a Christmas classic, because that's something that's literally can be played every year for Christmas.
Hey, Billy Bill, big ups, man. You know what I'm saying? Big ups. That's definitely a slap, man. You know, it doesn't sound like it doesn't. Some people make songs and they sound contrived. It sound like, you know, forcing themselves to do it. You did it so naturally, man. I want to give you your ups on that, man. It sounds really smooth and really good. And this,
I appreciate you.
It very well is on the way of being a classic. You know what I mean? You heard it first on the Aunt Taylor Show when I said it's a classic, man. It's gonna be a classic. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping, at least. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be
right. Right, right,
I want to be right. So what's your writing process like? Because a lot of people write different ways. Some people freestyle. Mm-hmm. Some people come back and record it later. Well, how do you get down with it?
I'm very machine-like when it comes to recording. I want to make sure that the material is already written or planned out. I also want to make sure that said engineer already has the music ready to go. You know, I don't want to have to waste time in terms of trying to find the beat and things of that nature, because time is money. So I'm just thinking in that fashion of where, hey, let me go in, have everything ready. Literally, I'm one take, you know, one take county with it. I'm going to knock it out in one, at the max, two takes. Figure out if I need ad libs and doubles, things of that nature. get that out there, and then, you know, do it again. But also at the same time, the writing process of when it kicks in, of where it's like, okay, you have to do it on the spot. I just want to make sure that I'm literally, like I said, a machine. So I'm programmed to just, all right, try to make the hottest joint, the hottest verse, have some of the hottest bars in the time slot that you're given. So whether it's 8 bars, 16, 24, 32, 2 verses, whatever I'm allocated, let's go in, kill it, but do it in the most efficient and quick in time as possible. So I can write pretty quick at this stage of my career. So it's really nothing to write something within 15 to 20 minutes, record it in 10, and have everything done within 30. And that, and I'm saying that in terms of when it's done on the spot, not when I've already written it out.
Exactly, man. That's an amazing strategy, and it works well for you. You know what I mean? Because I can see, I'm just, you know, sometimes I get a hold of a good, you know, a little bit of information. Sometimes I do research depending on how much time out we had, you know, before the interview.
Right.
I'm looking at years from 2020 to 2022. You're receiving Carolina Music Award nomination, won Best Male Hip Hop Artist of the Year at the Whole Nine Awards. Let's see here. I just
won an award recently, literally 2 weeks ago.
Okay, let's talk about it. What was this about?
Yeah, this was the Slime Ball Awards, and that was curated actually by, you know, one of my peers within the city and within the area. And he's been throwing this for probably about, about 2 to 3 years now, of just basically saluting those, not even just within the area, but within our state, within North Carolina. So it's something that, you know, it's been growing over the years. But I was nominated for the Carolina Legend Award. And I ain't gonna hold you. I was nominated with, to me, what I felt or some, you know, some heavy hitters in that, you know, in that category.
Absolutely.
But it's county at the, you know, but it's county at the end of the day. And I came out walking with that trophy. I just want to really essentially, especially with that award, because the Carolina Legend Award, you know, mind you, what I've done in my sector to be able to even be nominated, to me, I already had won, but to actually win, that right there kind of cemented it and let me know that the things that I've done over my career, they definitely have left a stain on the people, the fans, as well as the city and the state. And that's just something that I always, hey, man, if I literally God took breath from my lungs today, I would be happy and content at what my career has produced and the things and the legacy that I've been able to leave.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Ann Taylor Show. We are sitting here with Madison J. We're going to take a break, but before we take that break, Madison, can you let them know while we're on break, sometimes you like to, you know, check other things out, things like that. Can you let them know your social medias, contact information, et cetera, and then we're going to take a break and we'll come right back with you.
You already know. Just make sure y'all get in tune with me at the, that's T-H-E, Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N-J-A-Y, the, at the Madison J on essentially all platforms. Madison J, there is only one. You already know. Count me.
All right, we're going to play some songs. We'll be right back. Ann Taylor Show.
Let's go.
Hello?
May I speak to Mamie Godfrey, please?
Oh, this is Mamie.
Good morning. I'm calling from the Martin Animal Hospital.
Oh, good morning.
You're supposed to come pick your dog up today. He's been neutered.
What did you just say?
Come pick your dog up. He's already been neutered and ready for you to come pick him up.
My dog is not supposed to be neutered. I just love him to have his shots and for them to cut him. What are you talking about?
The papers that I have here, your dog has been neutered.
Are you sure you got the right dog?
You made me Garfield, and you have a champion bred golden retriever.
I know you ain't neutered my dog.
What's the dog's name?
What's my dog's name? Goldie. That's what the dog's name is.
Golden Godfrey, on the sheet that we have. Now, you dropped him off for what purpose?
The dog was supposed to be cleaned and have a shot. That's it.
Well, somebody got the papers mixed up and your dog's been neutered.
Are you serious?
Well,
do you know how much I paid for that dog?
Ma'am, I'm just calling you to tell.
I want you to, if you can't do anything else, if you working, well, who are you?
I'm just calling you to tell you to come pick up the dog.
Sir, who are you and who told you to call me?
My name is Bernice Jenkins and I'm the receptionist here from Martin Animal Hospital. And the only thing I'm doing is telling you to come pick up the dog.
You need to tell a doctor or the nurse or whomever. I need to speak to somebody, right?
Well, we're going to
be. And I'm not going to take this out on you.
Well, you need to come pick the dog up.
Sugar, I'm not going to take this out on you because it ain't got nothing to do with
you. To come pick the dog up today because we closed tomorrow because Dr. Martin died.
If the doctor died, then why didn't somebody come call me and tell me to come get my dog?
Well, that's what I'm calling you for. Hey, baby, you're going to have to stop yelling at me. We already upset that Dr. Martin died. Jeez, I can't believe it. God, took it.
Wait a minute, Ms. Bernice, let me just tell you something. I'm not screaming at you,
there's so much going on, and all these folks just paper. All these folks got dogs up here and just need to come pick them up. Just come get the damn dog and take care of it later. We trying to make film.
Ma'am, I'm very sorry, because I'm not upset with you. I'm upset with the nurse or the who
Dr. Martin did. He dead.
Who's dead?
Dr. Martin dead.
Okay, I am so sorry to hear about Dr. Martin.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your dog. Well, what you want me to do? You want me to tie the dog up outside?
Tie my dog? Are you crazy? I'll come down there and slap you with your own damn ass. Let me tell you something. Miss Bernice,
you need to stop. Don't raise your voice at me. I'll kill you.
This old stupid ass lady on this phone talking about she gonna do something.
You're I'm headed to the funeral home with the dog. Come over to the funeral home. We trying to make funeral rain for Dr. Martin. The dog gonna be in the back seat.
Don't you dare put my dog in your car. Don't you take that dog away from that place.
Well, what you gonna do about it?
Listen,
what you gonna do about it, baby? What you gonna do about it, baby?
I'll beat your motherfucking ass.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
Do you know?
You want a pit bull, baby?
What the
f***
does it do with anything?
Where church you belong to?
You know, you really are making me very, very angry.
Baby, you could have been out here picking up this damn dog while you on the phone talking all that s***.
Oh, and then you cuss it? Oh, you got the... You know what? Let me tell you something. Do you know how much I pay for that dog?
I'll be down there at the funeral home. Bye. Hang up the damn phone.
No, don't you hang up on me. Don't you dare hang up on me.
In my 84 candy, slam candy, blue tights, smoking on some serious dope fool with my trunk wide open so that you can see the neon. AC with the neon. Breaking in the corner, you find it one beyond. Give a damn about a beyond. Screw up on a buster. Rocking and painting, red diamond screw with the cluster. Try to front, not just ya. Texas represented so much wood in my Cadillac last week. I got a splinter in my finger. No hate, no blicks, and no anger. Big licks, banger. 44 banger, not a R&B singer. I flows for my paycheck. My street game profitable, my mic game stay ripped. I'm on my note, make sure that you on your job. I be in ATX breaking bread with a flow mob. And no mobs stronger than this one. Come harder and realer and smarter and just don't get it started. In my 84 candy, Sam candy, blue tights, smoking on some serious Doja fool with my trunk wide open so that you can see the neon. AC with on. Breaking in the corner, you find it fun beyond. In my 84 candy, Sam candy, blue tights, smoking on some serious Doja fool with my trunk wide open so that you can see the neon. AC with neon. Breaking in the corner, you find it fun.
I got a crop top, drop top, got it from the chop shop. 84 candy slab, and my haters looking mad. My trunk be doing bad, got them heaters and them beaters. We riding down the block and everybody wanna see us. Sweeter, M.O.B. the, we gon' make them believe us. 50,000 on the slab, why you rolling the Prius? Them haters never gon' see us, don't compare us to Jesus. ATX to Houston, Texas, thinking fresh as the Adidas. Rolling up in the leader, man, we chunking the dudes. Big Sid and Bun Beater, we gon' do what it do. R.I.P. the Pimp C, we gon' do it for you. We representin' for that Texas and that DJ Screw.
My 84 candy, Sam candy, blue tights, smoking on some serious Doja fool with my trunk wide open so that you can see the neon. AC with neon. Breaking in the corner, you find it fun beyond. In my 84 candy, Sam candy, blue tights, smoking on some serious Doja fool with my trunk wide open so that you can see the neon. AC with neon. Breaking in the corner, you find it fun beyond.
you lost a tooth or more, My Dental Wigs, the best long-lasting alternative to implants, bridges, and other cosmetic dental solutions. And we come to you. Our happy clients wear their custom-fitted dental wig in everyday life. They eat, drink, and sleep with it without taking it out. Pricing is simple. One jaw, one price. My Dental Wigs, the convenient, painless, fast, and affordable way to fix your missing teeth. Order yours today at MyDentalWig.com.
Imagine a world where comfort meets style effortlessly.
Toxic nature.
Picture clothing that moves with you, adapting to your every adventure.
Toxic nature.
This apparel empowers you to express yourself confidently, embracing your unique spirit.
Toxic nature.
Discover the perfect blend of quality and innovation, designed for your dynamic lifestyle.
Toxic nature.
Experience the difference of clothing that truly understands you.
Toxic nature.
Let your naturally toxic side take over. Toxic nature.
For more details, visit store-justinbrown.com and check out Toxic Nature by Justin Brown on Facebook.
In case you missed it, I'm a soul of mischief. In case you missed it, I'm a soul of mischief.
I put it on and I had to put work to it. I made it happen where she wasn't worthy. Made it this far, I had to swim in the mud. Pay for the rest of my sweat and my blood. I paid on my dues, know I gotta get paid. Spent on my vomit, come and try to make. Records on records, recording all day. Spitting that ball, said there's nothing to say. And I also was hard, but I had a maneuver. Now I can call me a piece from the jeweler. Face on my neck, now I drip nothing cooler. We ain't good no more, I'm in the tuner. I also was hard, but I had a maneuver. Now I can call me a piece from the jeweler. Chains on my neck, now I drip nothing cooler. We ain't good no more, ran on the tuner. Yeah,
ah yeah, I'm so exquisite. Check my resume, I'm so efficient. Yeah, I'm so efficient. Check my resume, I'm strictly business. I'm so exquisite. Check my resume, I'm so efficient. Yeah, I'm so efficient. Check my resume, I'm a soul of mischief.
I'm all about the energy and how it's used. One step at a time, how I step in these shoes. Taking leaps and bounds beyond the barrier. Now everything in life keeps getting merrier. No hostility, love around the galaxy. Feeling real regal, but don't call me your majesty. Don't make me do it, don't make me leave a casualty. Show the dark side of my personality. Live with the shadow part of my life. Out the darkness, here comes the light. I'm getting older and practical, but no jokes. Gotta have skills to ski down these slopes. None came close, cause they all choked. Got hung with their own rope. Yeah, that's why I remain cool. Who the fool, the fool, or the fool who follows the fool?
Yeah, I'm so exquisite. Check my resume, I'm so efficient. Yeah, I'm so efficient. Check my resume, I'm strictly business. I'm so exquisite. Check my resume, I'm so efficient. Yeah, I'm so efficient. Check my resume, I'm a soul of mischief.
Okay, we do have one thing that we do on the show. It's called Out of Pocket or Not. So now we're going to get into that segment. And we're going to see if somebody is out of pocket or not.
I had a woman I was trying to date send me a wedding invitation. Crazy part, because she told me she didn't have enough time to date and then sent me a wedding date. Now she talk about you coming to the wedding. I love you. I can't just be out here watching you get married. They're gonna be like, speak now or forever hold your peace. And I'm gonna scream out, that's my bitch.
So let me ask you a question. So this dude say that he tried to go out with a girl. The girl did not want to go out with him. And all of a sudden a wedding invitation arrives. Is that out of pocket or not?
That's hella out of pocket. I'm not going to lie. Like, he said, bitch, I love you. Oops, I didn't mean to cuss, but yeah.
Tony Jazza, what you think about
that?
Yeah,
that's all out of pocket. Yeah, it's me. That is a lot out of the ordinary for real.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he could... you know, I've never had a situation like that, but I think that's like the ultimate in being rejected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, you know,
just tell me you don't want me.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like
not only
this,
do you not want me, but you're going to get married.
I just feel like this, you know, in that situation, I could tell I had a few of those altercations in front of me. It didn't happen to me, but not something similar to that, you know what I mean? So, you know, I can tell you this, you know, I think is very, relationships are very tricky, and especially on the first time you meet someone, and for long, you wouldn't know if you see it coming, even if the person you trust for like a year or 3 years, you know. And it's like, you know, you don't know what random thing can actually happen. So, you know, it's hard to really put your finger down and really get to know someone.
Well, look, wait, hold on a sec. This dude didn't even get a chance to date this chick. And, you know what I mean? So that's even more nerve. She didn't even let you date. You don't even get a chance to find out about her. And she tell you she don't have time to date you. And now you getting a wedding invitation. Let me ask Christina something. Now, Christina, in a relationship, everybody has different types of relationships, right? What do you think about guys and girls being open with their phones? It's like, should a guy go through a girl's phone? Should a girl go through a guy's phone?
That's hella funny, because me and my cousins were talking about this the other night, and it's just like, go ahead, you can go through my phone. Like, you might get your feelings hurt a little bit, or I'll get my feelings hurt, but it's just like, you know, if you're going to deal with somebody like that, like, why are you even going to deal with them? You know, like, you should be able to be with somebody you trust and who is completely honest, you know.
Excellent. Tony?
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, yeah, you just got to let the You gotta let nature take its course, you know, and just go with the flow and take it one day at a time.
Man, look, you got a lady, stay up by her phone. You might see messages from me up in there. You know what I mean? So yeah. Just stay out of her phone, man,
it's a lot easier. It's a trust factor. It's the trust factor, right, so like she said.
It is a trust factor, absolutely. And this one here is actually about that. We're gonna see if he out of pocket or not.
I went through my girl phone.
Flip phone?
It was about that time, yeah, flip flop. Boy was a handsome yellow with waves in his hair. Stretched back with his hand behind his head, probably with a 12. Man, I saw that broke the phone, stole the car, took the baby, hit every goddamn thing. Yeah, I damn near got a kidnapping charge. So I found out because what I felt at that moment, that's why I don't like yellow with muscles and
waving
her to this day.
All right, is he out of pocket? Is he telling the truth?
He's
telling the truth, man. See,
she out of pocket.
He is. All right. So look, we're not gonna do too many of these. That was it. But I just wanted just to add a little bit of that to it, just to see where people are at on the spectrum of what's out of pocket these days and what's not. I do have a lot more. Tony Jazzo, you and I, you know how we do it, man. We'll do this for hours. All right. Welcome back to the Ant Taylor Show. If any of y'all tuned out, we're going to come find you, okay? I'm going to reach through your phone and put it right back on this show. Anyway, if you're here still, thank you for sticking around to the Ant Taylor Show. Madison J is still in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together. There we go. Madison. Hey, thank you. Thank you for being here with us today.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So we were talking about accolades, appreciation of other artists. They were saying the scale they're on, it doesn't matter. If you appreciate them, you appreciate them. You know what I mean?
Right.
People around you. You know what I mean? what makes a good artist today to you?
What makes a good artist for me? Well, I will say.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Probably just having like, yo, just really dope content, and content mainly being the goddamn music, you know, and having really dope music, but also having the story behind it, because there's been situations of where I have come across an artist, their story of how they are, what they are, how they got to where they got to. And I'm like, they won me over just by that. The music per se didn't really kick in, but then I'm like, okay, this, they gave the backstory on that, and it strikes me, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay, no, they won me over. So I think it's literally one of those things of where when you put yourself in that same, you know, for myself, putting myself in that position, I'm like, okay, pause. Okay. Make sure that you just are always touching the people, you know, make sure that you're touching the people and what you're doing is leaving an impact. So when artists are able to leave that impact, and that's just something literally that I try to do in anything that I do is leave an impact, whether it's a track, some merch, what I wear, I'm trying to leave an impact. So it's this. Literally, again, same, leaving that impact so that people, you know what I mean, are going to be able to feel and can be like, you know what, I've got a connection with them.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a thing I was telling some, I kind of mentor some of the entertainers in my area, and I'm like, you guys are running around doing shows, and you run into the show, you jump on the stage, you do, and then you split. And people don't know who you are that way. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like you have to, like you were saying, make an impact. Leave something behind for them to remember, opposed to just you being somebody that came through. Because all that that stuff that's going on in your head that's giving you that superstar status and that adrenaline rush is not collecting any fans. You know what I mean?
Right.
You have to collect fans. That's the purpose of this, and build a, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, as a musician, rapper, or whatever I may have been earlier in my life, I've known that it's about, you don't need millions of people to make millions of dollars. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't, right. You know, it's like finding comfort and satisfaction in, within yourself. It's not that hard to do if you focus and if you appreciate what you have and cultivate what you have. If there's mm-hmm. only 10 Madison J concert people, you know, fans in the area, man, then you do a fan, you do, you got 10 album sales, and you got 10 t-shirt sales, and you got 10 appearances, you know, 10 people at your concert, whatever it is, you grow that, but you cultivate those 10 and they'll pay you
right.
forever. You know what I mean? So a lot of people don't realize that, and we getting there. We are getting smarter. The younger people doing this are getting smarter, and they're realizing that this is truly a business as well as a display of talent. So it can be fun, but it, you know, if you're not going to punch a time clock somewhere, this is your job as well. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's it. That's my two cents on that. So what's your take on AI music?
It's something that I'll just have to, because it's here, it's doing what it does. And the thing to me is that, and even in regards to AI in general, it's been here, you know, we've seen, and have received taste of this whole, you know,
evolution
thing when it comes to, you know, this whole thing when it comes to AI, like we've gotten those glimpses of it, whether we've known it or not.
Right.
So, for me, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Like, if you don't like it, don't support it. You know, for the people who are going to invest in it, they're going to do what they do. And that's just what it is. But if you don't like it, and I'm a big proponent of this. If you don't like it, if you don't like something, don't support it. So it's just within the same regards. Hey, if people don't rock with the AI thing, then don't support it. Don't use it. Simple as that. But there also are going to be people who are strong proponents of that, who want and are going to utilize that technology. Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. again, it is what it is.
Yeah. So my point, my issue, if it is not the utilizing, it's the over utilizing and saturation, because it makes it harder mm-hmm. If you got somebody who never made music before and now they can make music and then they make 100 songs and they upload it, now it just makes the sea a little bit more crowded for somebody who crafts songs and spent time making the stuff and been doing it for years. And now you have to, yet again, prove yourself through a bunch of people who really don't care about music a lot of the time. And they're just opportunists, because that's what's happening now.
All right. So I completely understand what you're saying. But then also think of the perspective of, okay, think of the divide of from when people went from buggies and moving by feet compared to, you know, vehicles. Then also think about the advancement of people who, and those industries. So the industry of the people who were creating wagons and buggies and things of that nature, then the advance of, oh, okay, now we have the Model T from the Ford company. He's cooking that up like, yo, you're killing my business, man. You know, you're taking away what was the tradition. Like, hey, man, this is how we get around. This is our mode of transportation. You know, now a factory is now creating these by the boatload and took that out the way. Then also I think about something, the advancement of an oven, you know, people who used to do straight stonewall oven in the stonewall, like, hey, now oven, you know, game changing things. And I'm Absolutely. Not saying that it's something, but it's just, that's why I say, like, it is what it is with certain things.
Right.
Because whether you like them or not, they're just going to start a campaign of like,
Sorry about that. So just to add one caveat to what you said, because someone else had told me, they had also given me a viewpoint similar of how things advance and we have to cope with them or deal with it or just accept or not accept or whatever it is. But the main difference that bothers me the most about AI, advancements of drum machines and things that have been done over years and things like that, that stuff has been rooted in musicianship. Usually musicians do that to find a way to make it easier for the masses to make music or produce music. Now things are being done by the tech companies, and their viewpoint is far different than ours. They want to make money off of the monthly. The guy who owns like Sunu, he said that people don't enjoy creating music, so he makes it where they can enjoy it. So he's off base, because when you sit down to make a song, you're enjoying it, aren't you?
Right.
So that's the philosophy I don't like. I just don't like the being taken advantage of by the tech companies, but it is what it is. We continue to make good music, do good things, and stay positive and stay above.
I like that perspective though.
Something to think about. So
absolutely.
I wanted to ask, is there anybody you wanted to shout out or anything that you want to mention in general that we didn't get a chance to touch on? Because you and I are gonna have to come back and do a second interview. I can see you and I can go. We can do the whole hour.
Right, absolutely. But essentially, you know, I got the new project that's getting ready to drop. Still, no matter what, completely produced by the homie, Mr. Millie, that is getting ready to drop in December. Matter of fact, getting ready to drop a video or should be released now, Clips, directed by Chroma Blue Studios. That's rocking. Go support that. Go support the project. Still, no matter what, it's definitely easily by far project of 2025. Mind you, this is now my fifth project of the year, second album of the year. No, correction. Third, because three of those five projects are albums. Two of them are mixtapes. So yeah, you already know. Madison J. County. That's the brand. That's the movement. That's the way of life. If you're not in tune, smells like doom. Already know.
Man. Hey, we sitting here with Madison J. Hey, Madison J, it was very, very good to sit with you today in the studio. I appreciate you. I want everybody to go check out Madison J. Don't miss a moment. We're going to get some more music from Madison J. in rotation on this show, so it can be a constant. Madison J., you are always welcome. Anytime you want, pick up the phone, call me, we'll get it on. You know what I mean? We have some more of these conversations. You know what I mean? Because I see you and I can talk.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? We can go with it. Any shout outs, anything like that you want to say in conclusion?
You already know, shout out to the city, shout out to the R, shout out to my, shout out to my kids, Z, Mari. You already know, I most definitely see you. Love always. Shout out to the fam. Shout out to the county. Shout out to all the counties everywhere. That's what it's about. You know what I mean? Yeah. You already know. Deuces and foes. Yeah, man. You already know. It's county.
There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Madison J. This is the Ann Taylor Show. We were right back after this.
Ready to vibe? Daryl Hill's got the soundtrack you need with his new banger, Enjoy Life. It's all about good vibes and living your best life. Stream Enjoy Life now on all platforms and let the music move you. Daryl Hill, bringing the heat wherever you get your music. Looking for the best ride in Northern California? Head over to Top Tier Auto Sales right here in Sacramento. We offer the finest selection of quality used vehicles, luxury, reliability, and everything in between. Why settle for less when you can drive the best? Our deals are unbeatable, and your dream car is waiting. So come through today and be sure to tell them Tony Rochelle sent you. Top Tier Auto Sales, where quality meets the road.
TopTierAutoSales.com.
Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke good in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke good in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke good in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke good in a SFC.
3-2-1, coming in with a bang. 2 Harbor Road players, not a Frisco gang. Pills with lips, never known as since we smoke dank. Cause bammer ain't legit. Damn, that bammer ain't no good. Your miles will smoke some rolled up wood. And you laughed and said those lines was funny. But trip on the sense that I'm stretching your punk ass gun. You with the program, can you see? Bammer is nothing but a scammer false high. Nothing but an untruth, a fib, or an everyday lie. Too dank is a claim to fame. Ain't it a gram that you seek to gain? Once knew a girl named Brenda. Smoking that bammer was an everyday agenda. She used to laugh and get. Until Mr. Z moved next to a building. I'm trying to get her, but she acted kind of shy. So I sent my deck. I got her real high. She invited me up to her room.
Mr. C, and Mr. C, Mr. C. Honey boom, honey boom.
He smoked more dank without a pause. And later that night, I was in them drawers. See, Frisco players ain't no punks. Put butts in a way, and they're gonna get bumped. Or a apprentice now sexing in the point. Couldn't handle the day. The reason,
Bammer, we don't smoke good in a SFC. Don't give me no Bammer weed. We don't smoke good in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke good in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke good in a SFC.
Don't give me no bammer joint. It's the Black Sea brother getting straight to the point. I was chilling outside on a hot day. It was me and my homies, just check what I say. Let's fade, let's go see the dank man. They'll fade if they is my friends. A few brothers fished in.
Let's go to the store so I can get some gin.
Oh no, no, straight Henog on mine. With a little dab of coke and I'm doing just fine. So now we got our nitro, we up, yeah. Let's go get the endo, info deep we creep. It's about to be a party in a 5.0G. Doing about 100 to the mirror. One homie in the back had a St. Ice beer. Rolling like a mother in my backseat. I made him buy 5 grams and clean up the mess. G straight hitting dog. with no chaser. Forget that beer, ain't nothing greater. A, B, R, name C. And you gotta pause when you get to the D. The D for the dank, D for drink, but not D as in dope that's stacking your bank. It's only two things that I smoke.
What's that,
smoke? A brother that's tripping or a pipe full of endo. I smoke nothing but the real McCoy, straight dank. Keep your Bama joint.
Bama don't
joint.
Give me no Bama weed. We don't smoke that in a SFC. Don't give me no Bama weed. We don't smoke that in a SFC. Don't give me no Bama weed. We don't smoke that in a SFC. Don't give me no Bama weed. We don't smoke that in a SFC.
Is it gold? Is it green? Is it brown?
No, it's black seat. Breaking a buzz down.
Or should I say them endo clusters? Never one homegrown, cause I'm an endo lover. Trip on the stuff that I say. I'll go get the gang so we can puff away. D to the A to the N to the K.
Brothers know what's up.
So what more can I say? And if it's in a Zag or a pipe, it's quite expensive, so you better spark it right. Get a few homies to fade. Find a cut or just surf in the shade. And like me, belongs to a meal. Grab a 40 with the dank, cause it's time to get ill. It's better than crack cocaine. It ain't medicine, but it'll ease the pain. And if you fight right, you on tight. That end of 40 got your girlfriend all night. Now for the journey of quest. You're creeping for some sex, but don't forget the latex. Brothers like each other, lesser and lesser. But on the dank tip, let's come together. You can call it herb, some call it sex. But if it's called Bama, don't smoke that mess. Don't
give me no Bama weed. We don't smoke that in a SFC. Don't give me no Bama weed. We don't smoke that in a SFC. Don't give me no Bama weed. We don't smoke that in a SFC. Don't give me no Bama weed. We don't smoke that in a SFC.
Once again, it's a villain named Mr. Harbor OG. Just give me a couple of zigzags so I can roll back when I take a drag. Now I ain't got no time for playing. I just want to smoke my dank and people are always saying smoke that Bama. But what's that word by MC Hammer? Damn, it ain't prop. The person who sold it to you got you straight out gap. Now you're looking confused, or should I say baffled? But don't let it kill you, cause a 100 point gangster will show that it to you. Just smoke it straight to the head. And that shit put head to bed. Then you start to dream and wonder, you say to yourself,
damn, that dank was pumping.
Boom, ah, attend the edge of road, gonna open that door and let the contact flow. Brother, say that while rolling a ride at the same time. Listen to the bass line by TC and my partner Nate, Black Z, blowing like D-O-B-E. Share fresh rhyme for the RBL posse. SBI's over, counterfighting, listen, shoot. But I said it backwards, can I come smoother? I need a dank hit. We go pull another lick, RBL,
RBL
to the ninjas.
Our mission.
We're going jack big
like that.
For the endo sacks, to be exact, we took like straight max. See, we got straight to the point, cause we don't smoke no Bama.
Give me no Bama weed. We don't smoke that in a SFC. Don't give me no Bama weed. We don't smoke that in a SFC. Don't give me no Bama weed. We don't smoke that in a SFC. Don't give me no Bama weed.
Whether you're climbing through challenges or thriving in a good place, keep hope alive. It's the spark that lights the way forward. If you're working toward your dreams, take daily steps with focus and determination. Remember, nothing comes to sleeper but a dream. So stay awake and keep pushing forward. If life is going well, take a moment to appreciate what you have. Gratitude keeps you grounded and reminds you how far you've come. Share your light with others. Lend a hand, offer encouragement, and spread kindness. Let's remove the less from hopeless and hold on to brighter days ahead. Whether you're striving or thriving, hope and compassion make the journey meaningful. Keep moving forward and don't forget to lift others as you rise. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Ant and Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully we can be right here on this station next week, same time, same day. You know how we do it on the Ant and Taylor Show.
And a whole lot more.